Hello, I'm Yeti. Welcome back to Dane's Delight. Today I need to talk about the trash truck. It comes twice a week, Tuesday and Friday. I know this. I have always known this. I have known this longer than I've known most things. And yet, every single time, every Tuesday, every Friday, without exception, it surprises Thor. I want to be clear that I am not surprised. I have a good view from the fence. The trash truck makes a specific sound about 3 blocks away, and I note it and I file it, and I think, yes, that's the trash truck. Right on schedule, as expected. Same as Tuesday, same as last Friday, same as every Tuesday and Friday, going back further than I care to calculate. I observe it. I process it. I move on. Thor does not move on. Now, most days when the trash truck comes, we are inside. This is important context. We are inside, living our lives. And then the sound happens. 3 blocks away, that low hydraulic growl. And something in the house changes immediately. The air changes. Thor's head comes up. And then he is moving. A 150-pound dog moving with purpose is something you feel before you see it. The floor communicates it. The walls are aware of it. Thor goes from zero to the back door in a way that his size suggests should not be physically possible. And yet, we all go. That's the thing. It's not just Thor. The sound goes off and all four of us head for the back door like we've been called to a meeting we cannot miss. Me, Spicy Pumpkin, Thor, Dingus. Filing out with varying levels of urgency. Thor has the most urgency. Thor has urgency for all of us. Dad opens the door. This is a critical step. Dad opens the door. Because if Dad did not open the door, I believe Thor would have developed opinions about the door. Strong opinions. Structural opinions. Dad opens it, steps aside, and we go. He has a coffee. He knows what this is. He does not interfere. He has learned. By the time we get to our positions, me to the fence, Spicy to the gate, Thor to his corner, Dingus to wherever Dingus positions herself, the truck is already mid-block. Thor doesn't care. Thor barks like it just pulled up. Now, I've heard a lot of barking in my life. I myself have barked on occasion, when the situation genuinely called for it. But Thor's trash truck bark is its own category. It starts somewhere deep, somewhere structural. It comes up through him, like it's been pressurized and the trash truck just released the valve. The neighbors know this bark. I'm confident the trash truck driver knows this bark. I believe people in adjacent zip codes have some general awareness of this bark. Spicy Pumpkin handles it differently. She stands at the gate. Same posture as Peanut Butter. Same dignity. But the energy is different. With Peanut Butter, she looks like she's receiving an honor. With the trash truck, she looks like she's filing a formal complaint with a department that has been slow to respond. She barks twice. Measured. Official. Like she's read the municipal code and she wants it on record that she objects. Then she's done. I respect the efficiency. Dingus watches from a distance. Dingus does not bark at the trash truck. Dingus watches it the way you watch something you don't fully trust but aren't ready to confront yet. Like she's been gathering information for a while now. Building a file. She came outside same as the rest of us. Took her position. And now she's just studying it. I don't know what she's planning. But I have a feeling it's more thought out than anything Thor is doing. Now, here's the part that I find philosophically interesting. The trash truck always leaves. Every Tuesday. Every Friday. It comes, it does its business, it moves on down the street, and it is gone. Thor barks until it's out of range, and then he stands there for a moment, breathing hard, looking satisfied. Like he did it. Like his intervention was the reason the truck departed. I have considered explaining schedules to him. I've decided against it. The thing is, from Thor's perspective, he has a perfect record. 100%. Trash truck shows up, Thor barks, trash truck leaves. Every single time. He has never once failed to resolve the situation. You can't argue with those results. Not to Thor's face anyway. I will say this. There was one Tuesday, I think about this sometimes, where the truck stopped longer than usual. Something with one of the cans. And Thor escalated in a way I can only describe as a full operational review. Spicy Pumpkin issued a second round of official comments. Even Dingus took 3 steps forward, which for Dingus is basically a declaration of intent. I stayed on the fence. I watched. Dad sipped his coffee. Eventually, the truck moved on. We all took credit internally, I think, in different ways. The thing about the trash truck is that it becomes part of the rhythm of things. Tuesday, Friday, the sound 3 blocks away, the scramble to the back door. Dad stepping aside, 4 at the fence, Spicy at the gate, Dingus calculating, me observing from above. It's not chaos, it's a system. We each have a role. We each execute. The truck leaves. Order is restored. We go back inside. Until Friday. I'll be honest with you. I don't fully understand what the trash truck wants. It comes, it takes things, it leaves. It comes back. There's a pattern there that I haven't worked out completely. But I'm watching. We're all watching. Except Thor. Thor already knows what it wants, and he's not interested in nuance. This has been Dane's Delight. I'm Yeti. Tuesday is tomorrow. Thor is already ready. Dingus has been ready for weeks.